You're listening to the Grace Podcast. I'm Pastor Justin Spurlock. I'm so glad to have you listening to this service. If you are in need of grace, you have come to the right place. Today, we finish up our sermon series, I've Been Meaning to Ask, with part two of a sermon called Where Do We Go From Here? Last week, we considered Paul's words to the Ephesians as he is anticipating that he will never see them again, as he says his last goodbyes to them. We considered the transitions that we have to go through in our lives when we are asking that question, where do I go from here? And what does it mean to go through the transitions in our lives and those kinds of ways? But today we look at the other side of that coin, of that question, where do we go from here? Because there are places in our lives and there are people in our lives that we've become so bound up in and so connected to that the only way to ask the question is to ask it from a place of we, from a place of us. Where do we go from here? Oftentimes in our lives, we encounter someone that our very lives entwine around, that it's hard to distinguish their life, their story, their journey from our own. They become so wound together that the only way through is to ask that question, where do we go from here? Today we encounter this character, Ruth, and her mother-in-law, Naomi. Naomi, as you can see from the text, feels hopeless, feels despair, but Ruth has literally entwined and intertwined her life around this woman, around her family, and says these words that are often used at weddings. Where you go, I will go. Where you lodge, I will lodge. Your people are now my people. Your God is now my God. Where you die, I will die. There will I be buried. May the Lord do thus and so to me, and more as well, if even death parts me from you. It's hard to imagine more courageous or defiant words used in Scripture. They're full of meaning, they're full of emotion, they're full of devotion. That Ruth says, no, this transition will not happen without you and I together. Our lives are bound up in one another. Where do we go from here? We go together. My hope is that as you have been in this series of questions, as we have considered what does it mean to go into these spaces of grace with others, what does it mean to engage in meaningful, intentional conversation with others, what does it mean to offer grace and love and compassion and empathy to another human being, that now that you ask this question, where do we go from here? That your answer is one of we go together, period, exclamation mark, no, question mark. We go together. Whatever the change, whatever the transition, whatever the heartache, whatever the pain, we are going to go through this together. That curiosity about someone else's life doesn't just forge an acquaintance, but it creates a friendship. It creates a communion together with other human beings. It says, I'm in it for the long haul. I'm here with you, for you, alongside of you. It says, your people, my people. Where you die, yeah, me too. That's where we're at together. Friends, my hope for you after all of these questions is that where are we going is to a place where you say, I'm in a community. I'm in connections. I'm in a family. That you can take your beliefs in God Almighty and take them from a place that's ethereal and intellectual and cognitive and put them into a place that's in the heart, that's in the soul, that says, I'm in relationship with other created beings that God has put in my life, and I am staking my very life on those relationships. I am in it for the long haul. Where you go, I will go. Where you lodge, that's where I'll be too. That our identities, our journey, our future is bound up in one another. That's the kind of person and people that God wants to send out into the world. That's the kind of love that the world needs in order to have a future. That's the kind of compassion and grace that you and I need in order to have a destiny. That's the kind of grace that each and every single person on the planet needs to receive, to know that they are not alone. To know that indeed they belong to God and to a community. That's what it means to call ourselves church. That's what it means for us to call ourselves followers and believers in and of Jesus Christ. That's what it means to claim this title Christian and say, I will be here for you. No matter what, through it all. Will you be the kind of person who asks people the kind of questions in their lives? How are you doing, really? Where does it hurt? How can I help? What's going on? What do you need? Where are you from? What's that like? Tell me more about your life. Where are we going? Because when we ask those kinds of questions, friends, our lives change for the rest of time. And the world's lives change for eternity.